All right, having finished with the sacks, do you have a name for the amount of corn that you might take to the mill at one time to be ground?
Not that I remember.
Did you ever hear a turn of corn?
I've heard of a turn. Turn of anything.
What does it mean?
Turn of turnips. I don't know of a certain amount. A turn of turnip grains would
just
be a large sum. Just a, maybe a double armful.
Oh, I see. Yeah. How about an amount of wood that you could carry?
A turn of wood.
Could you say that too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If your light burns out in an electric lamp, you would screw in a new
light bulb.
And to carry the washing out on the line, you'd carry it in a wicker
basket.
And the thing that you might put in the top of a bottle to keep the liquid in?
Cap or stopper, depending.
Depending on what?
If you put the top back on the bottle, the top that came on the bottle, it would be a cap. But a stopper would be something that you add, like you may put paper in a kerosene. A bottle of kerosene or something like that. That would be a stopper.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
That's the way I distinguish that.
What would a stopper be made of?
Anything, paper, cotton, cork. Mm-hmm.
Would you ever call it just a cork? If it were made of cork, would you still call it a stopper or would you call it a cork?
Stopper.
Okay. Even in a champagne bottle, would you call that a stopper?
Well, you have to remember, I never saw a champagne bottle until I came to Atlanta.
Okay, good.
No, I would call it a cork.
Okay, let's see. A little musical instrument that children play?
Harp. Harmonica.
Okay. Would harp, you would have called it as a child? All right. What about one that you hold between your teeth and twang?
Juice harp.
Mm-hmm. And then you pound nails with a
hammer.
All right, now on a wagon, if you have two horses hitched to it, what's the wooden piece that goes between?
Tongue.
All right, and if there's just one horse pulling a buggy, what are the two things that you back him in between?
Traces.
Well, the wooden pieces.
I know, but I can't think of it.
Would you say drafts or shafts or shaves or?
Shafts.
Okay. How about the steel outside part of the wagon wheel?
Rim.
And then how about anything? Well, the wooden part?
Spokes and the hub.
All right. Do you know the word felly at all?
No.
Okay. Do you know what you would call the thing that the traces fasten to? Bar of wood.
I know, but I can't. I know all those things, but I can't remember what that is.
Well, have you ever heard of a single tree, or swingle tree, or whipple tree?
Single tree.
Is that familiar? That is
familiar.
Okay. Well, do you know what they'd call it if you had two horses pulling it, and the two single trees would hook onto a larger thing?
No.
Okay.
Just getting too deep.
Okay. Too old. I think it is a little before your time. If a man was driving along with a load of wood, you would say he's doing what?
Hauling.
If there's a log across the road and you can't lift it, you might say, I tied a rope to it and I
pulled it.
Or?
Towed it.
Or?
Drug it.
All right. And I have?
Drugged it.
And I will?
Drug it. I lost.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
You said, I drug it. I have?
Drugged it.
And I will?
I will drag it.
Okay. Then.
Gee.
Is that all right? Then what do you break the ground with in the spring? A mule or horse-drawn thing?
Plow.
Okay, do you know different types of plows?
There's different blades. There's different blades, but as far as different plows, the only two plows I know is a wood plow and a metal plow.